bumper and then traveled off the road. Houston and his two passengers, 57-year-old Patricia Houston and 23-year-old Tiffany Houston, were all taken to Geisinger Medical Center where they were treated and released. Solano was not injured. AccuWeather says some clouds tonight, humid with showers and thunderstorms around a low 67. It's currently 91 and partly sunny in Sunbury with WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. As we talked a little World Cup in the first hour, question I wanted to know is, do we talk more World Cup than IndyCar back in May? Now, we probably talked a little bit more IndyCar back in May than we did World Cup now. But understandably so, because the U.S. wins yesterday. Big 2-1 win. They'll take on Portugal over the weekend, which will be a very entertaining match, and I'm sure one that is going to get much, much higher ratings than if the U.S. would have tied or lost. You know what I figured when I heard the U.S. had scored? I didn't know how early, but I heard the U.S. was up 1-0. And then I also heard that later in the game, and I wasn't sure at that point what minute was they scored, but it was 1-1, and I thought, oh, great, starting off with a tie. That's going to be a big help in this difficult division. But they did pull it out with a great header toward the end of the match on a corner kick. Yes, I do know what a corner kick is, and I do know what a header is. I could never do either one, but I do know what they are. And the U.S. wins it 2-1, and then they'll now play on Sunday. I believe it's a 6 o'clock start for that game against Portugal. Again, that's on Sunday. So we'll talk more about that as the week rolls on. I know we'll be chatting a little bit about the business of sports tomorrow. I know Steve was talking about getting Tony Knopp on the program from Spotlight Ticket Management to talk a little bit more about the business of sports. We're kind of in, if the World Cup wasn't going on, we'd kind of be in that lull. Baseball, not a ton to talk about because none of the teams and most of the folks around here follow are doing that awful well. Football hasn't gotten into full swing yet as far as the NFL because a lot of the camps don't start for another month or so. Although there was a little bit of football news that did come out today, and Bill O'Brien has named his quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick will be the starter for his brand-new football team, the Titans, and the Texans, rather, and Bill O'Brien's new team as well. And I thought that was a logical choice. He's the one with experience. There is, of course, an ongoing quarterback controversy in Cleveland. And even some of the players are speaking out now about who should be the starter. Johnny Manziel, of course, getting a lot of the PR. And then you hear a lot of the guys talking about how they're tired of, the PR that's going on with Cleveland and Johnny Manziel. But yet, say it's not a distraction. How can it not be a distraction if you're complaining about the fact that you're tired of the PR that's going on? I find that a little hard to believe, but the Browns did agree to a 4-year rookie deal with Manziel today, and a couple of players speaking out said that he probably is not going to be there, should not be the starter. But the Browns, let's see, have the Steelers and Ravens in the first part of that schedule. So with the Steelers and Ravens in the first part of that schedule, it will be extremely difficult to not imagine Manziel wearing that Cleveland Browns jersey on the field as, if not the starter, the replacement quarterback. But nevertheless, he will earn $8.247 million over his 4-year deal with a $4.32 million signing bonus. Club holds the option for year number 5. That's the deal for Johnny Manziel. As I said, I've talked to a lot of Steeler fans, and being one myself, we're all excited for week one and to see just how well he does against an NFL defense. I don't think he's going to be able to be the mobile quarterback and be successful that he was in college. But I could be wrong. Shockingly, it has happened before. Today's show is sponsored by Kratzer Insurance. If price and service mean everything to you, then you should be talking to the folks at Kratzer Insurance because it means everything to them. Steve Jones in the Sunbury Motors studio here in just a few minutes. Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Chad Johnson made some news. Ocho Cinco. He's in it. He had some photos on the team's website, as I understand, for the Montreal Alouettes as the preseason goes on for the CFL. The NFL former NFL receiver signed with the Montreal Alouettes a couple of months ago. He got his work permit, was held out of Saturday's preseason game with an ankle injury, but they did show him off in his uniform. And on the back of the uniform, it says Johnson.
What's that?
You know, talking about some football things because I enjoy football.
Good. I'm glad you do. I enjoy football too. I apologize. I got a phone call right before the news. So.
I just said that I thought it was very interesting that, you know, the guy who likes to refer himself as Chad Ocho Cinco and put that on the back of his uniform when he goes up north to play football, it's back to Johnson again. And maybe it's because, you know, most everybody in Montreal's French and Ocho Cinco doesn't mean as much to them. I don't know.
So in a world where we win the opening match of the World Cup.
I already talked about that.
Oh, what? You're done? The audience doesn't change?
No, I talked about the World Cup, and I talked about the impressive header on the corner kick. I talked about all that.
Oh, come on. Sorry, it was an important call.
Okay.
All right, it was Ham.
I was going to say, how is Mr. Ham?
He's doing fine, okay? We had a good conversation.
Glad to hear it. I also talked a little TMZ because the Browns...
You always talk to you. That's all you care about.
But this is funny.
All you care about is the juice, okay? All you care about is Johnny Manziel signing, and then you can go on and you can say a couple hateful things about a guy you don't even know.
I didn't say anything hateful about Johnny Manziel. I just said, I don't think he's going to be able to move as well as he did in college.
Show's got 46 and a half minutes to go.
I thought it was interesting that Kruger, the linebacker, Paul Kruger, the linebacker on a radio program, talked about, in his mind, Hoyer's going to be the guy to start, and then talked about a little bit about being tired of all the hype with Manziel, and then said, but, you know, it's not bothering us. Like, wait a minute. You just said that you're tired of the hype around him, but it hasn't been a distraction? If it wasn't a distraction, then why are you tired about the hype?
So the United States wins in the World Cup yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The balance of power in the NCAA hangs in the balance.
That's your area of expertise. I don't want to step in on that.
Okay? We've mentioned that there might be a change at the top for Penn State in the athletic department. And you want to talk about Chad Ocho Cinco.
I think I was actually just filling with Chad Ocho Cinco, to be honest. I really didn't want to talk about Chad Ocho Cinco. I can't tell you the last time I did talk about him.
Then why?
Because I just thought it was...
He's irrelevant.
Because I thought it was interesting that he went back to his name on his jersey instead of the garbage stuff that he was going with before.
Jersey. You going to buy one now?
No. Although, the Alouettes, have you seen the Alouettes jersey?
No, I really haven't.
It looks very patriotic to me.
That's fabulous.
It is.
It looks like a maple leaf.
No, it looks U.S. patriotic. There's a lot of blue, some red and white in it. Somebody said it reminded them, are you ready for this? It reminded them of one of the U.S. soccer jerseys.
Shh. So we win in the World Cup. The NCAA power hangs in the balance, and we may have some interesting doings at Penn State.
All your expertise, so I didn't want to steal any of your thunder.
And we talked about LeBron as well. I feel like my topics bore you. I don't mean the audience. They're still completely engaged. I mean, I'm talking you. Do my topics, I mean, they seem to not light a fire. But if I say that the Steelers are going to wear brown jerseys this year, you could probably wax poetic for the next 44 minutes.
Well, that would be a travesty, for one thing, and would also never happen.
But that would light your fire.
Well, it would definitely get me excited, not necessarily in a good way.
But these other topics, which, by the way, other people are talking about, don't.
No. See, you didn't listen in the first hour, did you? I said.
I did listen in the first hour. And in the first hour, you didn't watch the World Cup game.
I did not.
You don't really care where LeBron ends up going.
Not really.
Let's see. The NCAA you'd like to see go down in flames.
That's not what I said.
Oh. You.
I said there needs to be a reorganization of it.
No, I didn't say that. You didn't say that. You want them to be destroyed.
I don't believe I used the term destroyed. I'll have to go back to the tape.
Okay, you go back to the tape because and get out a thesaurus. I mean, I'm sorry we're talking about significant things. I apologize. Let's talk about what you want to. Okay. The Alouettes have really cool jerseys. Give us a call, 800-795-9565. No? That didn't do it. Was that like a friend of yours saying they support you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. They don't support you?
I think it was
okay. So, what topic lights your fire right now?
Sorry, I was just getting some information in. Go ahead. I have to research something for you. So please, go ahead and hit whatever topic you'd like.
You have to research something for me?
Yes.
Oh, you want to go back and hear what you said about the NCAA? Ah,
No.
You're just going back to the archives to, you know, kind of get your cover your backside.
Well, right, there may be an update on the Dave Joyner story that you mentioned earlier, so we're looking into it.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. All right. Good. Good. That's fine. I understand that. So, and you know, you would expect there would be an update at some point. It first came out about 2 this afternoon. So, you know, I mean, the timing with the new president, the end of the fiscal year, Board of Trustees meeting in the first, I'd say the first week to 10 days of July, which is typical because that's. That's when they do meet to set tuition rates and things like that. So, and among other topics, because I mean the budget for the year is also passed at that particular time too. So I mean there's a lot of things that could come up. That's why the timing of it at least lends you to think about the story. How about that? The timing of it. So I mean we'll see. We'll see. Certainly, Penn State's athletic run in the past couple of years has been a lot of championships around here, including 3 national ones this year, volleyball, wrestling, and fencing. So, I mean, all pluses. I know Penn State and Dave Joyner have not released anything one way or the other. So let's at least be smart about it. How about that? All right, let's take a break. Kevin is in the middle of deep background research as we continue on. News Radio 1070 WKOK. It is official. We talked about it at the open of the show. Dave Joyner will officially retire as Penn State's athletic director. He will retire from the university. He's requested that his duties as athletic director will end on August 1st, and he has offered to assist with the transition beyond that date. He's called it an honor and a privilege to serve Penn State, and named acting athletic director in November of 2011. In January 2013, he was named director of intercollegiate athletics, and indicated that he would stay on as long as Rodney Erickson was the president, and Rodney Erickson indicated he would serve as athletic director through his term, and his term ended May 11th when he retired. Eric Barron is going to name a search committee to work with Collegiate Sports Associates, an executive search and consulting firm that's based in North Carolina, a firm that Penn State has used before, by the way. They're going to try and recruit Penn State's next director of intercollegiate athletics. David Gray is the senior vice president for finance and business at Penn State. He has agreed to chair the search committee. So David Gray will chair it. So Dave Joyner has decided to retire. He is, by the way, of retirement age. And he will step down as of August 1st. And will stay on as long as it's needed to assist. So that is official. That is going to happen now. There you go. We can go back now to talking about uniforms.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
No, the crowd seems to love it.
No, I don't think so.
No. I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Okay. But, I mean, you think of all the top World Cup. Like I said, almost everywhere I went, now people don't know the name of any player on the team. Maybe a couple guys they know, and that's about it. Okay? But they know the United States won. And so there's an excitement over it. And the ratings were off the charts, a 7-8 rating for the World Cup opener for the U.S. yesterday. And think of it, it goes between 6 and 8 in the evening, okay? But that's in the East. That's not prime time. Prime time starts at 8 o'clock. To get between a 7 and an 8, I mean, that's higher than the nightly news at 6:30 on ABC, CBS, and NBC. That's higher. And when you're talking 6 to 8 in the evening, you're also talking about it being live from 3 to 5 in California, 4 to 6 in Colorado, and 5 to 7 in Chicago. Not prime time. People were at work on a Monday, and it still drew that rating. That's amazing. And everywhere I went today, people were talking about it. May not have known who the players were, but they were talking about it. The Mark Emmert thing, that's coming up on Thursday, but he's already had a deposition. So there should not be any surprises as to what he says on Thursday. And LeBron James still with the Miami Heat. We'll expand on these primary topics next half hour. Brought to you by Crotzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Anything you want to talk about, Kevin? Something?
No, I think I'm good. Thanks. He's not the best color man in the league for nothing, folks.
Wow. But it's official. Dave Joyner will retire as Penn State's athletic director effective August 1st. Never a dull moment here.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance, a service and price means something to you, they mean everything to them. It's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, the Chateau. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. There's been an accident, by the way, on South Front Street in Sunbury. Traffic is blocked at Pine and South Front Street. So if you were going to be around that area, find an alternate route. And when we get an update on that, we'll pass it along to you. Next, Dave Joyner has decided to retire as Penn State's athletic director. It's going to be effective August 1st. He will stay on in any transition to help the new athletic director. David Gray is going to lead up the search committee. They're using a consulting firm in North Carolina to help them in the search. And they have some time to do this, especially with Dave Joyner having his retirement effective August 1st, and he'll stay on in any transition. So that builds them some time to do what they need to do as an athletic director. So that's the big local story of the day here. Biggest world story, World Cup. 7 rating, remarkable considering the time of day. Highest ever for ESPN. And on Thursday, Mark Emmert takes the witness stand in the O'Bannon trial. Now, there are certain things that you want to see change with the NCAA. Not the least of which, by the way, is in the end how Penn State was treated. We'll see how that plays out. I still hold out high hopes that in the latter stages of August or the first 2 weeks of September, and I've talked about this for a year. I have not been with somebody who said, look, in February or March, they're going to do this. Right? I've talked the entire time about the latter stages of August or the first 2 weeks of September being the time when the yearly report comes out that the door might be open for Penn State and between a bowl game and giving James Franklin and his staff more of a chance on the recruiting trail, that door might be open. Now, outside of that, the NCAA, you know, they've made certain changes which are good, and I have modified how I feel about stipends. I have now had a chance to sit down and talk to several of the football players about this. And several of the football players, to their credit, have been open and direct with me about which ones, you know, I get grant money. Guess what they do with that most of them do with it?
Send it home.
Send it home. Send it home. Well, if you're going to send it home, then I think then there should be at least some sort of modest stipend. You do not want to see the financial model of the NCAA wrecked. As much as you may not like it, Northwestern and unionization, my understanding on that is the vote was in the neighborhood, plus or minus, in the neighborhood 60 to 15 against. Now, they haven't released it yet, but that's a 4-1 margin, or at least in that neighborhood. And you don't want to have your athletes unionized. And I don't want to hear about, you know, O'Bannon was talking on the witness stand about, well, you know, Little League players. I mean, just because you appear on TV, hey, the only part in all of this that has really bothered me is that, and it's something I've, you know, you loosely know about, and that is in the ruling by the in Chicago about the Northwestern case that then opened the door for them to vote up or down on a union, he talked about student athletes having to commit 50 to 60 hours a week to being the athlete part of student athlete, and not one person, not one coach, not one athletic director, not one person stepped up and said, no, 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 that's not true. It's only supposed to be 20 hours. Nobody did that because everyone loosely knows across the board it probably is true. Sports has become a year-round thing now. Once you're done with the season, you have the winter program. Winter program entails getting there very early in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. You have the winter program. You follow up the winter program with spring practice. Now they really want everybody to get a real jump on grades, so they have 2 6-week sessions here. I think every player is here right now. And every player is going to be here in the second 6-week session too. They want them building up credits. I can tell you for a fact, Christian Hackenberg, he told me, he says, Steve, I'm taking 2 classes now, and I'm going to take one in July, August. That's 9 credits. That's 9 more credits down the road he doesn't have to worry about and can do it at a time where he can dedicate himself to it. But everything's become year-round now. There's a lot of pressure on young people year-round to select a sport and dedicate themselves the entire year to it. Now, I admire Kevin's approach as a parent. I mean, he has his son in wrestling. He has his son in track and field. He has his son in football. I think his son, and he's in baseball right now. That's 4 different sports that he's in. And I think he's getting a really well-rounded life by doing that.
Some of them overlap, and some of them happen off and on in the off-season as well. But that's the idea, painful. To give him a well-rounded idea of sports.
I mean, But that's painful, though. I mean, because it does entail for you. I mean, Saturday, you sat there and watched a lot of bad wrestling. you know, it's not all David Taylor's out there. No offense.
Well, but what you're saying is something that I've always agreed about, not only as a parent but also as a coach. I don't want anybody specializing in anything. And if you have the time to do it and the desire to do it, go ahead and do it and fit every sport that you can in. I mean, as you said, you know, wrestling kind of happened on Saturday. Does that mean that he's wrestling 5 nights a week? No. But it just happened there was a tournament available, went to it, you know. And as long as they're enjoying it and doing it, I'm not a fan of specialization at all. Not as a parent, not as a person who supports athletics in youth athletics.
Right. And I think that's important. Because what's happened is too many youngsters are asked to pick a sport early. I don't like that. Just don't like that. Unless you're not good at anything else. You know, that, I mean, that's legit. If you're not really that good at anything else, or you're not interested in anything else, then I'm fine with it. But I think a lot of, you know, if you love sports, you usually love, you know, try more than one thing, and you try to go with the season. A lot of kids are like that. And I'll ask at the quarterback club, I will ask the players what other sports they played. And you'll find some guys play baseball, some guys ran track, some guys wrestled. Not too many wrestled. Some did, like Glenn Carson wrestled. Played a lot of them played basketball. They love a lot of players. The football players love basketball. The basketball guys, some played a little bit of football. DJ Newbill would be a really good football player. But not a lot of track.
Most of the basketball guys I know go right into, instead of track, go into baseball.
Right. Yeah.
That's not saying all of them, but I know quite a few that have transitioned from basketball into baseball that time of year.
Right, yeah. No, you're exactly right. So.
I don't know. The scariest thing with the, with the O'Bannon situation, Steve, is when I think back to the use of player images in video games, for instance, as being a big part of this, a big part of this lawsuit, that I guess that part was settled through EA Sports anyway. EA Sports was licensing it through the NCAA to, and what they ended up licensing was not only the use of like the stadium likenesses and team names and nicknames and university names, but also ended up being player stats. And arguably, and I understand, I listened to both sides on this, images of players, you know, their faces used in the game. And that's where I guess O'Bannon found, and he was playing a basketball game and found his, he's like, wait, that's me. And that's how all this started.
Right. Right.
Now, I can't deny the fact that a lot of these characters that they're putting in animation are looking very realistic. But I also worry that this goes to the part, this goes to the extent that you can't even use statistics or the, or a player or university statistics to build the AI for the program, for the team, you know, the artificial intelligence, you know, for it.
But you know what, here's, let's take a look at the student athlete. Okay, the student athlete, essentially what happens is that they're paid, it's just in a bloodless, as I've pointed out a million times, goes directly from one transaction to the other. It goes from the athletic department to the Office of Student Affairs, Student Aid, and they make the transfer there. And the same thing for housing, same thing for books, so forth. So the payment that they get for that goes directly to that, just goes from one to the other. They never see it. And in return, what they get is a free college education, and obviously now beginning August 1st, free meals whenever they want, and a free place to live, and free books, and so forth. Now, is it free, really? Not really. It's not really free because, look, they're working their backsides off on the football field, the basketball court, the wrestling mat, the baseball field, you know, the pitch, whatever it happens to be. And that's how they're earning their tuition. When they sit down in a classroom, they're sitting down in a classroom where the majority of students have taken out student loans, have had to cobble together money to do this, have probably asked their parents for some help, and in the end, they're going to walk out with five figures worth of student debt. And you can pick what level that happens to be, 10, 20, 30,000, whatever. But they're going to walk out with student debt and paying off student loans, in some cases for them, for years, which is going to be a setback unto itself financially, especially early in a career. Idealistically, the student athlete should walk out, and because they worked at football, basketball, baseball, soccer, wrestling, whatever it happens to be, volleyball, they should walk out, if they're on a full scholarship, with no student debt. A tremendous advantage. Plus, oh, you played football at Penn State? A resume builder that opens doors in job interviews if they are not good enough to go pro. But this doesn't take away from how hard they work, how long they work, and what they do. What you're talking about in a video game, that to me crosses the line. They didn't sign up to be a student athlete at Penn State, Ohio State, Stanford, Texas, Notre Dame, wherever. They signed up so that they would work hard as a football, basketball player, whatever sport, in return that you have paid for my education, you paid for my room, you paid for my books, you're paying for my food. That's what they signed up for. They did not sign up to be in a video game.
And I agree with the image argument. And I understand where the lawsuit's coming from there as far as using the image of the player. What I worry about is using the statistics that are out there that are just straight numbers to build the artificial intelligence, the AI in the program, to figure out how good this team is compared to this and this team's particular type of play formations for the realism of the game. That's the one thing that I worry about.
But again, they didn't sign up for the realism of your game. They didn't sign up for that. And I think that's a big problem, that they did not sign up for the realism of your game.
I think that the line, where's the line? Image I can almost understand because that's you. But are the statistics you?
Yeah, you created them. Your ability created them.
I understand where you're coming from. I just don't know if I agree that is your property.
The statistics are not your property, but for example,
Your image is your property. Statistics are not. I don't think are your property.
No, they are not your property. That's true. But the style with which you get it's your property.
Well, all right, if you have a signature move, I mean, that you can make an argument for that. If that's part of the game, then yes, there's an argument there. I think EA Sports is not making the game anymore, as far as I know, at least the football version for sure, here in this new year. So I'm not quite sure how they're going to get around this if it becomes you can't even use the statistics to build the teams.
EA Sports should not have been doing this. It's one thing to do it with the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball. Okay, I understand the desire to do it in college. College is marketable. But you are really, really... I don't blame EA Sports for wanting to do it. I don't understand why the NCAA said it was a great idea. Marketing-wise, it's a great idea, but see, now they've run into this. Then you and I get paid to do this show. Okay? Our likeness is used in cooperation with the radio station, and they ask about it every time they use it. The creativity of the show belongs to us. As to how we get there. Oh, there are other talk shows out there, but we do our show our way. Christian Hackenberg throws the ball his way, his style. Allen Robinson caught the ball his way. Tim Frazier had his way of doing it. Tim Frazier's way of playing point guard is different than Danny Earle's. I understand from a professional point of view why EA Sports, with the popularity of college sports, college football, college basketball, why they would approach the NCAA and say, hey, can we do this? What I don't understand is why the NCAA thought it was a good idea. Even though the marketing's really good. But using student-athletes and currently what they do? No. All right, let's take a break. Come back with more. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Yeah.
You feel better now?
I'm just saying, people are talking about it. They're into
it. They are absolutely. You know what? I think it's great. I think it's great anytime you can get, you know, the people behind us, your athletic team, your sports teams that represent your country. I think that's great. That's why I love the Olympics. I love it when people get excited about the Olympics because their team, and there's a lot, like you said earlier today, there's a lot of we that gets discussed at events like this.
Hey, and so many things in this country, because we're a free and open society, we debate and argue about. But it's really cool when, like, the same people look at each other and go, hey, we won. I think that's really cool. The top local story of the day, it's going to be Dave Joyner announcing he will retire as Penn State's athletic director effective August 1st. Search committee led by David Gray, with help from a consulting firm in North Carolina, going now for a national search. So we talked about that today. The World Cup, NCAA, LeBron James, and someone else talked about the Montreal Alouettes jerseys and how cool they are.
Hey, listen, in Canada, it's football season.
Yeah.